Leading the news this morning, US politicians appear close to reaching a deal on spending cuts and tax rises to avoid sending America over the dreaded fiscal cliff. President Barack Obama says some issues still need to be resolved, but an agreement is close. People around the world have welcomed in the new year. More than 1.5 million people gathered in Sydney to watch the famous fireworks display. 7 tons of fireworks coloured the sky above the Harbour Bridge. Partygoers in other capital cities were also treated to some spectacular light shows. Secret cabinet documents have shed light on the inner workings of the Hawke government. Papers from the 1984 and 1985 cabinet have been released by the National Archives. They've revealed disagreement over taxes in 1985 marked the start of the relationship breakdown between Bob Hawke and Paul Keating. A number of changes to welfare benefits will come into effect today. Some single parents will be moved onto the new start allowance when their youngest child turns 8. Eligible families can now receive the school kids bonus, and new dads will be able to take paid parental leave. At least 22 people have been killed and dozens injured in a series of bomb blasts in Iraq. 7 people, including women and children, were killed south of Baghdad when the home of an army officer was attacked. 5 people were killed when a car bomb exploded in the capital.